So let's start with Pinyon HaBen. Pinyon HaBen, that's the 30th day of a firstborn male. So we do the whole Pinyon HaBen process to redeem the child from the Kohen. Says the Rosh in Maseches Kiddushin, do you make a bracha on Pinyon HaBen or not? So he goes through a whole discussion about this long bracha, perhaps he said after, or in the middle of Pinyon HaBen. And then he writes, over Tsarfas, in France, over Ashkenaz, in Germany, lo noagu levarich bracha zu. They don't make this bracha on Pinyon HaBen. Velo matzinu, because we never find, shemavarchin shum bracha, that any bracha is ever recited, shlo chuskra, that's not mentioned, B'mishnah, in the Mishnayis, or B'tosefta, which is other Tanakh literature that we have, or B'gemara, or in the Gemara. Ki achrei sidra Rav Ashi v'Ravina. After Rav Ashi and Ravina closed the Talmud, again, when the Gemara was finished being written, again, about 400, I think, give or take, 500, I think, CE. So what happens? Well, matzinu sh'nischadcha bracha. We don't find that any new bracha was created. Okay, with that backdrop, we read the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch that says, Omrim Baruch Sha'amar. We say Baruch Sha'amar. Is Baruch Sha'amar bracha? Yes or no? Yes. Absolutely. You say Baruch Sha'amar. Kodem Psukei Dezimra. V'yishtabach. Is Yishtabach a bracha? Yeah. Achareim after Psukei Dezimra. Says the Pri Chadash, Timahani. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. After the Gemara was closed, they finished the Gemara. How could the Gaonim, who lived about 1,000+ years ago, give or take a little bit more, then? But how did Eich Yochlu Gaonim Lesakin Brachas Mechudeshes? How could they make up a new bracha? Is Baruch Shamar in the Gemara? Is it in Mishnayis? Is it in Tosefta? No, not at all. So how could the Gaonim, living 500 years or 300-400 years after the close of the Gemara, how could they make up this new bracha? You see, you say it every day, you violate taking God's name in vain if the bracha is no source. Is it legitimate or not? Says the Pri Chadash, I don't understand at all. Eich yachol Gaonim masakin brachas mechudash, o me'atem al rosh. What about this Rosh who by Pinyon HaBen says, you now would have new brachas by Pinyon HaBen? And here he doesn't comment at all. V'tzarech Ian. Good question, he says. So I ask you, are you going to say Baruch Sha'amar tomorrow? It ain't in the Gemara. It's not in Mishnayis. It makes it in Shulchan Aruch. But why? It's a new bracha, which was made up, seemingly, by the Gaonim, which is after the close of the Gemara, before the Rishonim. About, you know, we're talking about 600 CE or maybe 1,000 CE. Again, we're talking about, you know, for a couple hundred years was when the Gaonic period, for the most part, a little bit later, it was really towards 800 to 1,000. But you have all these Gaonim period where they came up with Baruch Sha'amar. Why do we say it? So a couple of answers. Mishnah Berurah throws a one-liner and he says, Shevach zeh tiknu anshei knesses ha-gedola. No. Really, this was written, Baruch Sha'amar, by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah in the time of the Gemara. Why? How? Alidei Piska D'Nafal Min Shemaya. As you said, because it fell from the ceiling, a little piece of paper, which said, it said on it, the Bracha Baruch Sha'amar, V'yeshbo Pei Zayin Tevis, had 87 words, and it's Rosho Kesem Paz. That, what does that mean? The beginning of Tefillah, we have Paz, 87 in Gematria words. Okay, so therefore his response to the Pri Chodesh is, it doesn't say it in the Gemara. It wasn't at the time of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Says Mishnah Berurah, no, it was. So why doesn't it say it in the Gemara? No. Beats me. Okay. Answer number two says it's Tzilosa de Avraham, a sefer about Tefillah, which was written about 200+, give or take 200 years ago, I think mid-1800s actually. And so he writes like this. He says, well, look, you can't base it on things that are written in the Mishnayis or the Gemara, because give me a couple of good examples that have not written in Mishnayos. There are many things you do every day which are d'oraisa mitzvahs, nowhere in Mishnayos, maybe a passing reference. Give me an example. No? Think of three. Two d'oraisa, one d'rabbanan. Good questions. You do it every day, every morning. I'll give you a hint. We gave 2 years of shiurim on it over the past 2 years. No? One was tefillin. Two, tzitzis. You ever wear meseches tzitzis in Mishnayos? Doesn't exist. You ever wear meseches tefillin? Doesn't exist. You do it every day. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Why is there no Mishnayos about tefillin? Oh, see, now to make a bracha on tefillin? Yeah, it's mentioned in the Gemara, but still, you can't bring any proof, says the Tzavos Avram, of what is written in Mishnayos and what's Gemara. What's in Gemara? You can't bring any proofs. For whatever reason we had decided, the codifiers of Mishnayos and Gemara decided, this is going to be in, this is going to be out. You can't make any rules that a bracha, just because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, means you're not going to make it. He says, every single Rishon mentions the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar, and he says, in fact, like this, this is something Ashkenazim and Sfaradim actually agree on, he writes. He says, Shemeacha Shabracha Zunishpashta B'chol Agola, everywhere from Baghdad to Germany to Morocco to France, everyone, Kula Ubimarov in the West, Votalia B'minigam Medina Sashonos. He says, different people, it's not like, oh, one sitter has Baruch Sha'amar, one doesn't, he says. You have a few different minor changes. Since everyone accepted it, it must have been anyone who raya yoser brural zeh. It must be a proof. It must have been from the time of the Gemara. It was accepted. It's not written in the Gemara. Okay, Never sits in Tefillin, doesn't have a Mishnayos for it. They're in the Gemara, but still, you can't bring any proofs. That's answer number two. Answer number three, it's a Zohar. Based on the Zohar, Zohar writes that he quotes a cryptic, I didn't print the Lashon, but a Chida quotes the Zohar, which seems to indicate that there's a bracha on Pesukim D'Zimra, on the Hallels and Dishpachos that we do, and therefore that's answer number three. It's based on the Zohar, perhaps. Answer number four, by Rabbi Rafal ben Yamin Chaim, who was a Sfaradish Posik in the time of the Chidah, and he writes like this. He says, the Gemara in Shabbos actually does mention it. Not clear, but it's backhanded. The Gemara says that if you say, my chelek, my portion should be with those who recite Hallel every day. What do you mean Hallel every day? You say Hallel every day? No. What is our Hallel every day? It's what? Pesukei D'Zimra. And Hallel has a bracha before it, and Hallel bracha at the end. So to Pesukei D'Zimra needs a bracha beforehand, bracha after it. So therefore you see that there's an allusion to Pesukei D'Zimra being having a bracha beforehand. So that's Baruch Sha'amar. Answer number four. Final answer number five is that the Meiri, he says, again, just because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, that was the Rosh's Chiddush. I argue with the Rosh, he says. He always says, just because a bracha is not in the Gemara, now you're not going to enact it. Yeah, there could be new brachas decided to be instituted after the close of the Gemara. Not a problem at all. So you have five answers to this question of why you should say Baruch Sha'amar. Well, now that we knock Baruch Sha'amar, we'll now build it up, of course. The last point, the Aruch HaShulchan says, how many times does it say Baruch in Baruch Sha'amar? Ready? Count with me, okay? Yeah? Baruch Sha'amar V'Hayolam, it's one. Baruch Hu, two. Baruch Hu Sabreshis, three. Baruch Omer Voseh, four. Baruch Gozer Mekayim, five. Baruch Merachim Al Ard, six. Baruch Merachim Al Brio, seven. Baruch Mesham Sacher Tov Rev, eight. Baruch Chai Wadu Kayim Lenetzach, nine. Baruch Podio Matzil, ten. Baruch Shemo, 11. Then it says Baruch Ato Hashem, and then the Baruch Ato Hashem at the end. That's 13. Equal to the Yod Gimel Midas. So there's a special power of Baruch Sha'amar, which attaches to the Yod Gimel Midas, which is why we say Baruch Sha'amar every morning. So the legitimacy of Baruch Sha'amar is, of course, upheld. But you shouldn't forget the question of the Pri Chadosh. It ain't mentioned in the Gemara, not in Mishnayos. How was Baruch Sha'amar instituted? You have to have these five answers to answer. Shkayach.